I feel good. I mean, I think especially obviously with what's on the line and us being able to get the tiebreaker if we're able to win this game, it's definitely big for us. And we came in, we cleaned stuff up. We had 2 days between the game, and we just have to be ready for tonight.
That's De'Aaron Fox understanding the magnitude of tonight's game. As we continue here on The Drive, guys, Sactown Sports 1140 coming up. Bottom of the hour, it is game night with the High Flyer himself and Scott Marsh. High Flyer making his way up here. I do know he has stopped talking to Jason Kidd, so that convo is done. He's about to walk up right now looking like Debo. We'll get him on here in a minute. Let's jump back on the phone lines right now, 916-339-1140. Ashley, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's happening? You're on Sactown Sports 1140.
Not a whole lot. It's actually funny. I was also over on the YouTube waiting, and I had posted what I was part of what I was going to say, but you guys didn't get to it, which is great. But I was going to say, I actually have a good chance because Fox in his last seven, despite only having 18 in his last game against Dallas, he is averaging 31.9 against Dallas in his last seven. And seven isn't some arbitrary number. Seven would put us at the timeline of when Domas first arrived in Sacramento. And so with that, we could see a good game from De'Aaron. And not only that, but Keegan in four out of his last seven and four out of his last six at home has gone for at least 16.
Ah, so you crunched the numbers. You looked at the numbers. Appreciate that, Ashley. Yeah, and De'Aaron Fox, that's what we've been saying. We need a game like that from De'Aaron Fox, a 30-plus point game. Be the best player on the floor. Carry the squad to a win. Let's get to one more call here, 916-339-1140. Jake, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's happening?
Hey, Drapes. Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to chime in. I think, you know, we have a tendency as fans here in the Sacramento area to focus too much on every single game, I think. And that's part and parcel to just being a fan, of course. But look, well, this is one game out of 82. And I know you even said earlier on the show, Drake, this is 8-1-8 out of 82. But it really is in the grand scheme of things because, look, De'Aaron even said it a couple weeks ago in a press conference. There's no bad teams in the playoffs. We might struggle against some of the bad teams. And we got shelled by the Mavs a couple days ago. And that's not a part of that. But our tendency has been to play up and down to our competition. And if we can do that, I don't care if we get into the play-in or the playoff. I don't care how we do it. If we can perform after the season's over like we have against good teams in the past, then we're going to be okay. I'll take your comments off the air, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, Jake, I appreciate you. All due respect, man. Come on now.
Nah.
See, this is the problem with what Jake said, and I'm a welcoming the High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. Here's the problem with what Jake just said, High Flyer and Jay. He's looking at it after the fact.
Yeah.
After. Well, if they get in and they go on a run and handle their business, then I'll be happy. Well, we'll all be happy then. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about today. Jake, I'm talking about when I get up out of my bed tomorrow morning and have my cup of coffee, how am I going to be feeling? Am I going to be in the sixth seed or am I going to be in the eighth seed? And I'm with you, Jay. If you want to wait till June when the championship is handed out and we'll see where the Kings fall and that'll determine how you feel, great. But in this moment, and High Flyer, you giving me that look for this weekend?
Nah, man.
I'm not. Tonight's game, let's keep it real, will impact the energy we have in this building come Sunday. You lose tonight, you in eighth place. Now you got to get help from Houston. You got to get help from the Warriors, High Flyer. Forget all this wait until the season if they go on a run. Of course, ask Miami last year. Sure, they were happy with their season. Ask Boston, they weren't happy. We can all do that after the season. I'm saying in this moment, Jake, we need to win tonight, High Flyer.
Jay, I am about to drop a tear right now, man, because I argued with this man right here wearing this nice De'Aaron Fox jersey and the headband.
Yeah.
We had a heated argument. I said, if the Kings do not finish in that sixth spot, it's a travesty for me.
I said that too.
And he told me that.
No.
Well, we might want to match up better if we get in the ninth. No way, no how. I want this team to go into the playoffs legitimately to where they can say we made it, and then whatever happens in the play-in happened. Right. But we need to be in that sixth spot. And I'm going to tell you why, KD.
Tell me why.
We got a kid named Sabonis who's doing Herculean things in this league. He's doing things that hasn't been done since the ABA days, but can't get no respect because of how we played prior. Okay, we made it to the playoffs last year. We got a little bit of respect. We got Coach of the Year. We got two All-Stars. We got the Clutch Player of the Year. What Sabonis is doing this year, if it's any other player, if he's wearing any other jersey, he's MVP right now. But they got to keep making those steps so they can earn that respect. They have to get top six, bro. Have to get top six.
And, you're right. Yeah. And here, go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, and you know, I know me and Drapes have talked about this today to nauseam, yesterday to nauseam. And even I was the person that came on after they got smoked, like, you know, a batch of brisket Tuesday by the Dallas Mavericks. I came out and said, for Tuesday, I'm just going to scratch that one off and say it was a bad game and it was one of 82. Today, fellas, and HT, you tell me how you feel. I think I know where you come from. I know how you approach games. Today is not one of 82.
It's not. It really isn't, fellas. And, you know, you were able to say one of 82. I've been done with those games like 10 games ago. I'm like, fellas, we cannot. You don't have any type of leverage for failure. We need this sixth spot. You have to step up. But you know what, the Kings, man, the Kings have been guilty of this. We'll win two, we'll lose one.
Yep.
We'll win two, we'll lose one. Now, I will say this, and I really feel this way in my heart. I really feel like tonight you're going to see a different team out there because they know their backs are against the wall. They know how much this game means. Now, the next game, they might take it off, but they know.
Tonight.
They know tonight is do or die. They need this one. So I'm expecting the Kings to come out here and be ready, be on fire.
Let me ask you this, High Flyer, because we were talking about how Game 6, 2012, LeBron James and the Heat on the road in Boston, trailing 3-2 in the series, LeBron set the tone. Even before he hit the floor.
Yep.
Norris Cole said in the locker room, nobody was talking to him. Like, who sets the tone for a game like tonight? Does it have to be De'Aaron?
Yep. It has to be them too.
And Domas.
It has to be them too. They have to come out and be ready. Like right now, they should have their heads towards the locker room. Now, you can have your music on, but I ain't talking. I ain't laughing. hee-heeing and ha-haing, it ain't time for that. You know, I just left from down there talking to Jason Kidd. Jay Kidd was like, hey, they came in here that first game. He said, man, they were locked in. He said Luka and Kyrie was locked in because they knew they had to have it.
I got a bone to pick with you about that. Not right now.
Okay.
Stick with us after the timeout. I got some words for you because I saw you.
Yeah.
I kept looking at you.
Yep.
I saw you over there.
And I'd be quiet.
My eyes were trained on you.
But I'd be talking again.
We got more with the High Flyers, the Drive Guys here on Sac. Our boy Young Zell, light the beam, Sacramento. That's what we hope we're going to be doing later tonight. Friday night, the city of Sacramento. This place is going to be lit here inside G1C Golden 1 Center. Drapes J and the High Flyer himself, Henry Turner, joining us. All right, High Flyer.
What's up, baby?
I had my eyes on you, and I'm like, oh, High Flyer's in the building. Then all of a sudden, you saw Jay Kidd across the way, and y'all started chopping it up. And I was like, man, on any other night, I'd be cool with it. On this night, I know that's your guy, man. But High Flyer, Jay Kidd tonight?
Let me tell you this. This is how the Flyer get down. Now, Jay Kidd is my dude. I'm talking about from diapers, my dude. We'll always have love for that dude, man. That's how we got that. We played together. We brought this thing up together. You know, okay. You know what I'm saying? When it was my time to go to the league, Jay Kidd and GP and Brian Shaw was like, yo, bro, we going to get you there. We're going to set you up, lobs, everything.
Okay.
We getting you to the league. That's how we roll, right? But I will say this. When we get between these lines, and me and Jay Kidd have played against each other.
Yeah.
When we get between these lines, KD, I ain't let my mama beat me in a game of 21, bro. It ain't happening.
That's right. All right, it's different. Yeah, that's how it should be.
It's different levels to this, bro. You know, I'm not between the lines no more, so it's all good. You know, I'm not out there competing.
Right.
You know, but Jay Kidd is straight love, man. Like I said, that's my dude. You know, when we was on those teams, bro, because I remember – you know, Brian Shaw was the only legitimate one that had been in the league.
In the league at that time.
And then it was my time to come, and I had free agency. And, you know, the Kings were looking at me. Golden State was looking. A couple other teams looking. It was coming to the summer league. And Jay Kidd and Gary and Brian was like, hey, bro, we giving you the ball every time. He said, if they don't think you the man.
Oh, they trying to get you paid,
of course,
huh? They
of course.
Yeah.
He said, if they don't think you can go now, about time this game is over with, they signing you for show. They did that for me. We did the exact same thing for Antonio Davis when he got rolling. We did the exact same thing for Greg Foster. We was all on the same squad.
Dang.
So whenever you had somebody to come look at you, it was Tone. Every time down, bro, we coming to you, you do your thing.
Do your
thing. After this game tonight, they loving you. And we all went to the league.
Dang, okay. All right, so.
That's family,
forgive
bro.
Me then.
That's
forgive
family.
Me. I apologize. That's I apologize. Family. Let me ask you this, and we just got word, no Sasha Vezenkov tonight. Once again, Sasha's out with the ankle. Mike Brown just made it official during his pregame press conference.
All right.
So no Sasha. Kevin Huerter out for the season now, official. No Trey Lyles. So this Kings team is shorthanded.
Okay, so this is what we have to roll with.
Yes.
Okay.
This is it. This is what we got.
You know what? I will say this about Sasha. Right now, when you look at what Sasha could bring to this team, because hopefully Trey Lyles is coming back.
Yep.
You look and say, okay, what can Sasha bring to this team, and where would he be able to fit in at? At this particular point of the year, KD, we don't have no time of saying, okay, we're trying to fit you in. We're trying to wait for you to get comfortable. We're trying to wait for you to get adequate in how we're playing. I think those games in that time is over with. So now it's a situation of even if he does come back, he's going to be sitting on that bench.
Right.
He's going to
be sitting
there.
It's hard to work the guy in this late.
Like I said, we don't have time. I mean, think about it. We talk about we got to win tonight, bro.
Yeah.
Everything got to be clicking tonight. We don't have time to have a dude on the floor like, oh, I forgot. You don't know Horns Twist. My bad.
Right.
Oh, I forgot. We running a new defense. You ain't been here. You ain't ran that defense yet. My bad. Ain't got time for that. We need some dudes who've been there, who've done that, who's been – I mean, we need Keon Ellis on the floor.
Okay.
All right? We need Davion Mitchell on the floor now. And think about it. No Kevin Huerter, so, okay, now this is what we got. Now you guys are going to have to get solid. You know your minutes now. Davion, you get more, right?
Yep.
Keon, you're getting more. Malik Monk, you're getting more because that's a spot to where – coach don't have to worry about, okay, well, how I'm going to fit Kevin in and get his minutes.
Right.
It's a lot more minutes there to be dispersed.
Right. Let me ask you this, though, because we're talking about big games and the mindset, and I said yesterday and today, and you sort of brought it up as well. If I'm Domas, if I'm De'Aaron Fox, like Foxy always signing autographs after he shoot around. Tonight I might not sign autographs. And I'm okay with that. If I'm – Domas usually play with the wife and kids on the side.
Right.
Tonight I might not do that.
You know what?
What do you think about that?
I'm like this. It's a catch-22 for me because you know what? Some guys do that because that's their routine, and you don't break routine. I don't care what type of game you got.
Okay.
Going.
The routine.
You
right.
Yes,
okay.
You don't break routine. This is what I do. Now, I understand when you're saying a different mindset. You know – if I'm Domas right now, I'm looking at exactly who they have in guarding me for Dallas. If he ain't an all-star caliber player, I'm taking that as an insult. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm taking it as it is. Now, De'Aaron, you're looking at two Herculean cats. Totally different. All right? You're looking at Luke the Don and Kyrie Irving. Okay? You know what? Those are your peers. But if I'm Sabonis, whoever is playing me on Dallas,
right.
I'm cutting through you like table butter. I'm telling you, I'm just going to put somebody else in.
Get table butter in the summer,
bro.
Left out on the table out there in the summer.
You know what? Under that little glass with the sauce under. You know what I'm talking about?
The little cover in there.
Yeah.
And grandma had it. Yeah. Crib. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm cutting through you. If I'm Harrison, I'm telling you. If I'm Harrison Barnes. You know what? I know I've been going from Dallas for a while, and I had some good games against y'all, but I'm about to show y'all 8 years ago HB.
Right, right. And here's the thing, too. If Kyrie or Luka are guarding me, I got to eat them like barbecue chicken, don't you? You got to go at those guys, right?
You know what? I heard what you said, and that's 1,000% correct. It's like, if Kyrie is guarding me and I'm not really the offensive guy, I'm an offensive guy tonight.
Got to become an offensive guy.
I'm driving to the basket because I want to create contact. I want to get you in foul trouble. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to sit over in that corner and guard Keon Ellis and just stand and watch.
Stand and watch.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to sit in this corner and guard Harrison Barnes and just stand and watch. I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you. We're going to run pick and rolls. We're going to do all. I'm back screening, doing all type of things to get you involved. So hopefully you get some fouls.
You see this jump shot? Your boy is ready.
Oh, you're lefty, too.
I'm a lefty.
You're lefty, too.
Hey, Sasha ain't playing, but Mike, I'll be playing tonight. Hey, Jay, great stuff as always, man. We're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Let's light the beam, Sacramento. A must win between the Kings and the Mavericks. Coming up next, it's game night. The High Flyer, Scott Marsh, getting you ready for Kings basketball here on Sactown Sports 1140.